There's just three of them having a chat. It's as simple as that. Torbay Hospital Radio, it happens between shows. For what reason, nobody knows. So just remember, there's just three of them having a chat. That's that.
Talking about Paul and Hugh have just popped in. So I'm going to talk about emojis to Paul and Hugh about why sending an emoji now gets you a thumbs down. Right, so I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'll just talk to Hugh about, this is quite interesting, Hugh. It says, why we miss out on 20 days of sleep a year. I'll just read you the first bit and then we can talk about sleep. It says, Britons are getting just 6 hours and 27 minutes of sleep per night, on average, a survey has revealed. It says, while people say they ideally want 7 hours and 44 minutes per night, the research shows they're falling short by an hour and 17 minutes. So how are you with sleeping?
Not that great, actually. I sleep quite well if I'm away from...
Hold on, I've not got you on the mic.
Okay.
Let me just start here. Okay. I always do that. I don't
shall
know
I
what.
Start again?
Yes. Shall I? How are you on the sleep, Hugh?
Well, I never feel I get quite enough. Actually, Paul and I had we did a bit of an item on this some while ago.
Oh.
And I think the optimal sleep at night is something like 7 hours 30 minutes
I
or
know.
Something. I sometimes get that, but not often.
Cool.
Usually, I have to have a nap.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, about now.
What, just before coming on air?
But I while I'm on air, sometimes during mid-afternoon, I quite often feel I need a bit of a snooze. So
well, that's really good. I think it's a bit like being abroad, isn't it? The Spanish and the French and what have you, they all that kind of take a siesta, don't they?
They do, very sensible too. But I also find I sleep better when I'm away from home.
Do you?
Yeah, because I cast all my troubles aside if I'm away from home.
I don't need to believe you. This is a load of rubbish you're giving me.
We went down to Cornwall last weekend to the festival, and we had a little Airbnb.
Yeah.
I slept like a, what's the word, like a top. I think that's the word.
I was wondering what you were going to say there.
Very good, yeah. So.
Oh, perhaps it's the Cornish air.
It could be. I think it's just you do sort of leave a lot of stuff behind, don't you, when you're away or when you're on holiday?
Well, yeah, you do. But sometimes, you know, the bed's not quite right or the pillows are not right or something.
Yeah, I thought there is that to deal with.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do have to get up in the night for other reasons as well, okay?
Well, most people do, don't they?
They do, don't
yes.
they?
Yes, as long as you know where as long as you pretend, well, not pretend, but you have to know where you're going, because sometimes, like, you just... get out of bed in your home and you know where the bathroom is, but Airbnbs and what have you.
Yeah,
you know?
In an unfamiliar place, it's full of hazards.
Oh, yeah.
Cupboards and chests of drawers and doors and stairs and all sorts of things to crash into. Yeah.
Oh, Paul's not got his headset on yet. And I'm just going to put... I was talking to you and I hadn't got his mic up again, but I'm going to do it professionally with you, Paul, and put you on the mic.
That's very good. Thank you.
We're talking about, right... why we miss out on 20 days of sleep a year. Because normally...
Oh, don't talk to me about sleep.
Oh.
Terrible night's sleep.
Have I had this conversation with you two before or not? I hope not. Anyway, nobody's been listening before anyway, have they?
I wake up so many times in the night.
Do you?
Yeah. I could sleep for 7 hours, that would be remarkable.
Well, nobody... I can't believe... maybe when you're 20
or
something like that. But as we get older, you don't sleep for 7 hours.
I might get 2 hours and 2.5 maybe, and then I wake
up. Oh, yeah,
I
do.
And then 3 if I'm lucky, and then
2.
Well,
Hugh was saying something really, really strange a minute ago.
No.
More strange than normal. he said that when he's away, like on holiday or something, he sleeps better than at home. Now, I find that difficult because I'm saying about the different types of beds and pillows. So how about you? Do you sleep better when you're away?
Well, I don't go away as often as Hugh,
I know.
I know.
I mean, just remember who is the travel correspondent to this.
Yes, exactly.
He's a Simon Calder. We've been to Simon Calder before.
Do you take your own pillow wherever you go?
No.
I
was saying to Leila, though, I think I leave all my troubles behind.
Oh, hang on. We should write a song about that.
Not about a kit bag. Do you? You don't have a lot of troubles to leave behind, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. Absolutely not. But you know, the ones I do have tend to pester me at night in the dark hour just before dawn. The phrase is. The darkest hour is just before dawn.
Oh, somebody said, I mean, yeah, that's no way to talk about Catherine, is it?
I hope Catherine's not listening to this, for goodness sake.
No, actually, I mean, it is a thing. I do sort of leave everything behind.
Yeah, and you sleep better when you're away.
Yeah, wherever I am.
Yeah. I think I only get about 4 hours, really. I do like Paul. Yeah, 2.5, and then I wake up and think. Yeah. I look at the clock, which you're not supposed to, really, are you? And I think I've been in bed about 3 hours, and say I go to bed about 10:30, and it's only 12 o'clock, and yeah, I think it's only like four.
Yeah. I mean, whoever sorted this sleep thing out,
I know,
failed miserably, I think.
Well, it says here as well. It says the data also shows that 1 in 8 of us haven't had a lie in over a year, while 14% of over 65s say they've never ever had one, a lie in. But we're not over 65, are we?
No, of course not. I haven't had a lie in, I wouldn't say, for 40 years.
Oh,
I don't. No. I can't lie in bed.
No. Well, the minute you wake up, do you have to get up or something?
Well, I usually get up. I go downstairs, make myself a cup of tea. I watch something that I recorded the night before that I fell asleep in.
Oh, yeah. It's old age.
And then I make a cup of tea for my good lady and take that up. And then I'll sit in bed for 20 minutes with a cup of tea and listen to the radio.
So no lying?
Not really, no.
How about you, Hugh?
Well, it's a matter of individual preference, I think. I mean, for some people, a lie-in means you lie until lunchtime.
Yeah.
For some people, a lie-in means you get up at, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's what I used to. I'm a bit like Paul. I find it very... I can't just lie there without being asleep.
No, you can't do that, can you?
Catherine brings me a cup of tea. Our relationship's
the other way round.
Yeah. Oh. She did this morning.
But after what you just said about her visiting in the dark hours, it's not going to happen again.
It's the last one I'm going to get.
You'd probably get it over your head or something like that. All right, well, we've sorted that out then. Nobody really, between us three, nobody ever gets 7 hours sleep. But we do function quite well, especially on a Monday. We're functioning quite well for our shows, aren't we?
You know?
We don't come in feeling tired, do we?
Well, we never let it show.
We're full of energy here. Yeah.
Always.
Well, they can't see it on your face, mind you, or your lines and what have you, can they? Maybe,
what lines?
We'll go off that subject now. Shall we go on to emojis? Right. I'm just showing them a little thing here. Can you see the... Right, it says the headlines. I don't know how you feel about emojis and do you send them. It says, why sending emojis now gets you a thumbs down? You know, you do all these thumbs up and thumbs down. It says here, once just playful symbols... they are the icons that define how we communicate tone and feeling online. It says nearly 3/4 of Britons find certain icons infuriating, while 50% say they are used passive-aggressively by senders. Don't think this is the Daily Mail. Don't say anything about that. But do you, Hugh, looking at you now with the emojis, do you send all, you know, like if somebody asks you a question and says that, do you just send an emoji with a thumbs up or thumbs up?
Yeah, sometimes if it just requires you know, that's fine.
Really, don't you say, oh, that's fine, you know, this is what they're saying. I mean, you're losing the, you know.
Well, it depends, doesn't it? I mean, if somebody says, I don't know, I belong to several music groups, and if somebody says, just a reminder that we're rehearsing tomorrow at 4 o'clock or whatever it might
be.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, I'll just send a thumbs up, which means I've got the message, I know, I understand, and I'll be there.
Well, I suppose for quickness, yes. But what they're saying in this article, I'll speak to you in a minute, Paul. he's put his thumbs up here. Good gracious me. I think it's what they're saying is about this is that you're talking about losing the art of conversation because you're not talking anyway, but I think they want you to do if you're busy, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes you might say, yeah, that's fine, okay, see you later, something like that, instead of just a thumbs up. Go on then, Paul. You've got an opinion here.
Well, of course I have, yeah. I've sent a message to you the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, so we're going out for a meal, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, it's all booked. He sent back a thumbs up.
Oh, he didn't say, that's really nice of you, Paul. No. Thanks a lot for doing that.
Thumbs up, I was disgusted, Leila. Yes, I would have missed at least 4 lines telling me his choices of meal and everything.
Oh,
do I care?
Oh, I tell you what, don't invite him again. You know, just don't invite him for a meal and what have you.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, as Hugh will tell you, it is all about him. It revolves around him. So well, we can't have a meal. There's six of us, right?
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, Hugh sits in the middle.
Does he?
He's like a conductor, really.
Is he?
Yeah, conducts what we talk about and stuff.
I have to sit in the middle, because if I sit at the end, I can't hear anybody.
Oh, well, you are admitting that. Oh, you are admitting that, aren't you? All right. Oh, Craigie. Well, but were you expecting a better response, though, from him, Paul? You know, with like, you should have had a bit more, shouldn't you?
If I'm honest, thumbs up was fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think it's maybe a woman's thing that they like to kind of like do lots. The thing is, I've got some friends that do, you know, if it's raining, they do a little emoji of a rain and an umbrella and a Wellington boot and a whatever. Yeah. And you think, I've lost the will to live here reading all this.
Yeah, I'm not a great fan of emojis at all. No. I occasionally would do a heart.
Yes.
A heart, if it's a picture of my granddaughter, for example. Yeah, a smiley face, but only the normal little smiley face.
Yes, not the... Yeah.
And a thumbs up.
You never do the one with a tear?
No.
I don't know if Hugh's playing with his phone now.
I'm just looking to see what you know, anyone else has sent for me. Yeah, it's mostly smiley faces.
Oh, right.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I mean, let's face it, there are 30,000 too many emojis, probably. Well, I don't know how many there are.
I think so. There's one for everything, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends that have got cats. Well, I know you've all got cats, but it's lovely. Yes. But they're all different. Sometimes I have like five or six different faces of cats and what have you.
Oh, right.
And, you know, and what have you. But I don't know. I just send... I think I am a bit of a culprit, though. I do send, like, send hearts. But I do send, like, when it's raining or silly little things like that. But when you think about it, there is for everything. I mean, we've got headsets on now.
Yes.
And when I say to my friends, don't forget to look, you know, go on to Mixcloud and listen to Torbay Hospital Radio. Mm-hmm. And I always put on headphones and, like, a little music bar, you see. Now, you're all both nodding to that. You agree with those,
well,
don't you?
That's okay, isn't it? But, I mean, it's not strictly necessary, is it, Layla, to be honest?
No, I don't think it...
But it's a kind of... It's a nice Layla-type touch, which I'm sure they appreciate.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps they think it's, oh, here she goes again or whatever. Well, yeah, she thinks she's a DJ.
Yeah. I think you're right. You probably do think that. Look at all these blooming emojis.
Oh, okay. And did you have a nice, you know, hot... week last week, because it was bank holiday, we were all off, weren't we? The radio,
yeah.
I mean.
I've had a really good time the last 2 weeks. We went to down to Cornwall.
Yeah, where you slept better.
And saw Fisherman's Friends.
Oh, did you see them?
Yeah, we did.
Right.
The Fisherman's Friends Festival, was lovely. But it was sunny.
And it was very, very, yeah, very, very hot, was it?
It wasn't too bad, actually, and you could always get in the shade. Oh. And I was super happy because at the festival showground, I found a food outlet, which I frequented quite a lot. It's called Sausage World.
Oh, wow. Do they sell sausages?
Oh, lots of sausages. Loads of different flavours.
No, that's just the name of the stall. Yeah.
So sausages?
Do they do, like... Bratwurst, German sausages
I didn't get that far. They did a very nice sort of pork and apple and sage sausage, which I had several of.
Right.
So I was very happy down there. It was a really nice weekend. And yes, it was hot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't unbearable at all.
No.
It was fine.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it? How about you, Paul? Any sausages in your room?
Last week, not a lot of sausages. No.
You did the ram.
I went to the ram roast. Yes.
Ram roast. Sorry,
yes,
ram,
yeah. Ram. Yeah, that was very good.
I saw photos on Facebook.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day out. Yeah, there were some great acts there. The South West Rock Choir were there. Hugh, over there. They were really good.
Were that ladies?
Yeah, mostly ladies. There was about three men over the far side.
under the trees.
Guess what? They were the basses.
Were they?
Yeah. And they were excellent, apart from about three of them fainted because it was so hot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did they have to have St. John's ambulance?
Yeah, the first aid came over very quickly. And,
really?
Yeah, and looked at them and said they fainted.
Were they ladies that fainted?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's three men under the trees, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, so it was good. Yeah, it was good.
And did you have food stalls in there?
There were lots of food stalls, yes.
Oh, right, okay.
The only thing I had all day was a blueberry Bakewell tart.
Oh, all day? Are you starving?
Yeah. Oh, no, in fairness, we had a bit of pizza in the afternoon.
Oh, right. Oh, that's
Jeff,
a bit.
Jeff managed to get the pizza van to.
Would he? Oh, right. I mean, he would, wouldn't he?
He would. He's got no shame at all.
No.
But, you know, it's really good. Yeah.
Oh, and enjoyed it. Lots of people there?
Oh, it's packed. Oh, absolutely packed. Yeah.
All right. And Torbay Hospital Radio did well.
We did.
You did the PAs.
Yeah, we did. It all seemed to go very well. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Well, I've never been to it. Have you, Hugh? Been to the...
I did the radio the year before last. Oh, no, did last you? Year must have been.
Yeah, you've done a couple, haven't you?
I've done a couple of those. Yeah. I used to teach in Kingstown years ago.
Oh, right.
So they always do maypole dancing, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that on the thing. It's beautiful, isn't it? They're really, really good.
Well, years ago I used to teach the maypole dancers. For the ram roast.
Did you?
Yeah, that
did
was.
Did you know that?
That was when they did the knot. They did a knot and they couldn't get it untied. Is that the one?
That's the one.
Yeah.
I'd love to have seen that. Oh, it didn't work out quite well then, did it not?
It's lovely. It's lovely to watch, actually.
It's lovely when you get it right.
This year, didn't they?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, they got it all correct, and the May Queen was crowned.
Oh,
and
was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they have like a May Queen and her attendants, which is three girls from the local primary.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
So it's lovely. Yeah.
And the weather was. I mean, is it always? I don't know. I mean, is it all? It's always on the bank holiday.
Holiday Monday. Yeah, yeah.
And usually sometimes it rains, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been lucky. I mean, the times I've been a few times now. It's been all right. But, yeah, it was very hot though this week.
All right. So you both had a really good time.
Yeah.
I was just sat in the garden in Cornwall with friends, drinking and chatting and telling jokes
and sending emojis
of the sun, obviously of the sun and what have you. Yeah. Now, it's five minutes to two, and as I always say, and my friend in Cornwall says, Layla, don't rub it on. Please let Paul, you know, get organised and what have you. I think 3 minutes is all right for you, is it? So I'll chat for 2 minutes. Is 3 minutes okay for you to get organised or not?
It's going to have to be, isn't it? By the
well,
time,
no, well, I don't want to overstep my whatever do I?
Well, no. I mean, I could have had 3 minutes, but you've just waffled on.
I've just waffled on it. I was going to play a tune, but I'm not going to do that. I've got two tunes lined up, so you'll have to just discard these, Paul, in a moment, won't you?
Yeah.
What have you.
It'll give me great pleasure to do that.
And I've just got one little type... Just ignore him. There could have been really good tunes that you'd love to play.
Okay.
Just a quick here. It says here, crunch time for cereal sales as we develop a taste for breakfast bars. Just a quick here, Hugh. Do you have breakfast bars or do you have cereals or don't you have any?
I have cereal.
Oh, you don't?
I have Weetabix.
Do you? I think I remember this before. So you never have a breakfast bar like it, you know?
I wouldn't know what it looked like. Maybe.
No, than me. How about you? Look like a breakfast bar guy, Paul.
I don't eat them, but somebody in our household does like a cereal bar.
Is that your wife?
Yes.
Oh right. Yes. Does she have those instead of like cornflakes or something?
No. She usually has them as a snack.
Right, and they're supposed to be good for you. I've never had them in place of cereals, but they're saying that. Cereal sales are going down now because of breakfast bars.
Oh, right.
So, but I've never had them. So you're a Weetabix guy.
Weetabix, Shreddies and blueberries. I have blueberries.
Oh, he's a bit posh, Paul, isn't he?
He also has porridge.
Does he?
Yeah, we're at the same time.
How do you know? Have you been there when he's had porridge?
No, he's told me before, yeah.
I do like porridge, but porridge tends to, for us, it's more of a winter thing.
Oh, I have porridge every morning. Do you know that?
Do you?
Winter, yeah, honestly.
I had porridge this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have porridge every morning,
I do like it. I put cinnamon and ginger and stuff in it.
Oh, I only put sugar on mine. How about you?
I put some raspberry jam in mine.
Oh, right. This is a really cooking programme, isn't it?
Yeah. They used to do cooking, on our show, but I sacked him.
And just a quick thing on Eccles cakes. Since I last spoke 3 weeks ago to you about Eccles cakes, have you tried them? And have you seen them?
What, in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I'd remembered when I was at Sainsbury's.
I did think, Paul, my friend in Cornwall said, I bet Layla they'll bring in, because I said I love Eccles cakes, I bet they'll bring in Eccles cakes. But you just haven't anyway, have you?
We'll try and remember for next week.
Definitely probably will. Well, actually, I'm not here next week. I'm going to a boat show.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, on the Sunday, so I won't be here.
Oh, right.
Are you going to buy a boat?
No, just looking. I might pretend as though I've got money to buy a boat. Okay. Paul works for a large Princess Yachts and what have you. Yes. So we've been invited to just have a look at some boats. So, I don't think you're allowed on the big boats or anything, but it could involve like a nice drink afterwards or something that. So I'm not here for Monday. So you can think about the Excellence Cakes a week on Monday then, can't
we'll
you?
We'll do.
But then you'll forget, won't you? I'm going now because, look, Paul, it's 2 minutes to two.
It's not even 2 minutes, it's 1 minute
to,
isn't it?
Oh, no, it says... whatever. Right. Nice to talk to you guys. I'm just putting you off the mics now. So I'll speak to you a week on, you know,
okay,
in 2 weeks'
time.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
That was Lila, Hugh and Paul. Just three of them having a chat. And that's that. This was an in-house production for Torbay Hospital Radio.